Commonwealth Bank will face another inquiry into the allegations that its intelligent deposit machines were used by money launderers and criminals. This time, the prudential regulator APRA will investigate governance, accountability and the culture within Australia's biggest bank. With the latest on the crisis at CBA, I'm joined in the studio now by the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. So, Peter, this is the latest investigation into the bank's activities. What will it add?
Well, Eleanor, the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority has oversight of the nation's $6 trillion banking, insurance and superannuation industry. And at the moment, the CBA is APRA's biggest and perhaps most troublesome client that's in the spotlight. APRA will appoint an independent panel, and over 6 months they'll look at, quote, core organisational and cultural drivers that go to the heart of the issues at the CBA. The inquiry is also looking at the confidence issues relating to the CBA, although APRA does make the point that the CBA is well capitalised. But APRA's chairman, Wayne Byers, wants to assure the community that the CBA and other banks are well governed and properly managed.
And have Commonwealth Bank executives reacted to this announcement yet?
Well, we'll be hearing from CBA's chief executive, Ian Narev, shortly. But firstly, you have to take into account the initial allegations from the financial intelligence agency AUSTRAC that CBA breached anti-money laundering laws on almost 54,000 occasions. Then there's the investigation by the corporate regulator APRA about whether the CBA knew enough about the risk to disclose to the stock exchange back in 2015. And also we've heard from the Reserve Bank Governor Dr. Philip Lowe recently, who was highly critical and said that banks should not be going anywhere near money laundering. So for the CBA boss Ian Narev, the APRA probe is another headache. He's on the road visiting clients in Queensland, but Mr. Narev told me from his mobile phone that he'll be opening up the books for the APRA inquiry.
Well, Peter, what APRA is saying is that given the events of past weeks and even beyond that, there's an important time now to get an independent and transparent view of some of the practices in at the bank, and we support that and will fully cooperate.
Now, the APRA inquiry will be looking at core organisational and cultural drivers that go to the heart of the AUSTRAC allegations. So do you now accept that there is a major cultural problem within the CBA?
I think the key thing here is that APRA wants to do the inquiry to find out what is being done and what still needs to be done through independent and transparent voices. And I think the benefit of this inquiry is both it will give the bank a chance to have independent eyes on the many things we are already doing. It will give the bank the chance to learn what more needs to be done. And most importantly, it will give the community at large the ability and the transparency to strengthen trust in the Commonwealth Bank.
APRA also says Australians need to have a very high level of confidence in banks and financial institutions like the CBA. So can you give that assurance now, given APRA's concerns, which has prompted this inquiry?
APRA has confirmed how well capitalised and financially sound we are, and that's a very important part of banking stability. Beyond that, it says that in order to strengthen public trust, we need to do more independently in areas of organisation, culture change, etc. And obviously, we are very confident in the Commonwealth Bank, but by the same token, we're very open to independent eyes having a look, and we're very open to any recommendations they might have on how to make the bank better.
The AUSTRAC allegations, which are hit on the 3rd of August, caught the CBA by surprise. But this time around, did you get a bit better notice from APRA?
As you would expect, Peter, since the AUSTRAC claims were filed, we've had ongoing dialogue with APRA. And over the weekend, it became clear that they are going to have this inquiry and that they were assured of our full support and our full cooperation.
So what sort of cooperation will you be giving APRA? Will you open up all your books and allow full access to the bank, including the boardroom?
Well, APRA will announce the terms of reference in the panel shortly, we expect, but the commitment that I have given, that our chairman has given, and they can get from the whole of the Commonwealth Bank is whatever information the panel requires in order to do its job appropriately with the terms of reference that are determined, it will get from a Commonwealth Bank.
Now, you're dealing with the initial AUSTRAC allegations, the ASIC investigation. The Reserve Bank has made some critical comments. So how are you going in terms of issues and crisis management there at the CBA?
We understand that this is a time where we need to do and be seen to do a lot to strengthen trust, and regulators have an important part of that. and our goal is to do whatever we need to do to strengthen the community's trust, and we believe the inquiry announced this morning by APRA is a very positive step forward in that direction.
So given those concerns, have you had to talk to some big investors and also small investors who might be thinking about moving their money out of the CBA because of these confidence concerns?
Peter, you will have seen from our financial results a few weeks ago that from the point of view of the financial stability of the bank, the financial performance, the customer performance, these are all very strong. APRA confirmed itself this morning in its release that the financial strength, the capital levels of the Commonwealth Bank are very good. So that's not what this is about. This is about building broader trust.
And that's the Commonwealth Bank Chief Executive Ian Narev on the road in Queensland. And now, Peter, how did CBA investors take the news of the APRA inquiry?
Well, the CBA shares were down by 1.2% in late morning trade. Now, the APRA investigation might be a small factor, and that's because the other big four banks are also in the red, with Westpac, for example, down by much more, 1.8%. And this is on a day when the overall share market is down by 0.7% in late morning trade.
Peter Ryan, the ABC's Senior Business Correspondent, thank you.